The nature of all phenomena is still and empty. Always remember, this is the universal characteristics because its true nature is the original nature, the source. So there is nothing there. It's just stillness and empty. But all phenomena manifest from there according to condition. Fundamentally, the nature of all things is still and empty. This is also the principle and teaching of Jing Si. So they are teaching Jing Si here, Jing Si, come from this stillness and emptiness nature. Because the principle and teaching of Jing Si is inherently stillness and tranquility. They can manifest anywhere according to condition. The commentary continues, as my right appearances manifest, by cultivating the stillness of the one Dhamma, we understand all. From the one Dhamma, we can cultivate or practice and completely realize all Dhamma. When we bring all Dhamma back to the stillness of the one Dhamma, we can illuminate all appearances. This is very beautiful. When you cultivate, you will understand. So when we bring all Dhamma back to the stillness of the one Dhamma, the one Dhamma is the infinite Dhamma, the infinite teaching, then we can illuminate all appearances, because everything comes from that creation, from the source, from the oneness. So this is very beautiful. Then earlier on it was mentioned, if we take all the Dhamma into our heart, why they use the word heart? And this is where the gateway is. When you return them there, it will cease. Then this gateway is the gateway to our nature. Then it will transform our internal transformation and vibration until we can realize that true nature within, that stillness, the tranquility, and return to the nibbanic state, the realization of the unconditioned. So that's how all this can happen. So it's stated in the teaching that if we take the Dhamma into our heart, we ourselves can return to the ultimate emptiness of all phenomena, means the source, and thus reach the stage of tranquility, where we are no longer affected by the changes in our surrounding, because within there, the unconditioned, it is completely different, not what you think. But when you come out there, the form and mind will understand many, many things. Then the sutta say, our mind will be able to encompass all phenomena and thoroughly penetrate all dhammas that completely pervades all space and time. So these are all very beautiful.